I'm often accused of speaking way over people's heads. You know, my older children say, my younger children never understand a word of what I say. And, you know, it's all right, but you're always speaking to us, and you don't notice the blank looks on their face. So, this morning I have an egg and a marker pen. Okay, and this is really aimed at anyone under the age of about 9. 10. Okay. So, and I'm a bit undercooked, so bear with me. Okay. What is sin? Come on, James. What is sin? We do this. We have a sort of formal answer, don't we, in our catechism? Yes. All the bad things we do? Yes. Yes, Grace. All the bad things that we do against God's word. Is that what you said? Okay. So I'm going to write some of these things on this egg. Okay. Bad. What can go wrong? Bad things we do against God. Okay. Any more? James? Sometimes we say, don't we, that this is things that break God's law. So things that are in God commands that we don't do, and things that we do that he commands us not to do. That's the sort of, that's what we sometimes say on a Sunday lunchtime, isn't it? But what sort of things do we do that offend God, that displease? Yes, James?
Lie.
We lie, don't we? Little white lies, do they count as lies? They do, don't they? Yes, Grace? Steal, breaking the Ten Commandments if we do these things, aren't we? Okay, I'm making a right mess of this, yes? We hurt each other, okay. We're going to hurt each other. Yep.
Argue.
We argue, oh, we do lots of that, don't we? Yeah. Argue, yep. Come on, a couple more. Envy, yes, Judith, not just you, but all of us do that one, yeah. One more.
Cover.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Okay. Right. Okay. And what is that? Yes, Timothy.
An egg with marker on it.
It's an egg with marker on it. It's exactly right. It's a right mess, isn't it? Okay. And what does it feel? Don't drop it, okay. What does it feel like?
It's cold.
It's cold?
Heavy.
Heavy? Okay. Well, it's, I would say that that is, because these are the answers you're supposed to give me. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. And it's messy. And that's a little bit like our hearts before we know the Lord Jesus Christ. They're hard and they're messy. Okay, but it also reminds us of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, and as Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ lived on this earth 2,000 years ago. And he didn't just live on this earth, he died. Okay, so he spent his time here teaching us about God and telling us how much God loves us and how we're supposed to live, how we should live. But he didn't just live, he died. And he died so that we could be right. And if I... start to do this, it's supposed to be hard-boiled. Okay. This reminds us that he didn't just die. 3 days later, he came back to life. And this reminds me that if you say you're sorry, more than that, if you repent and turn away from the things that you've done wrong, that we've all done, all of these things like lie and covet and be envious and steal, if you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that he died on that cross for your sins, all the things that make your heart messy and dirty, right? It's supposed to peel away really nice and easily, right? Because this is what he did. He died on that cross, that if you turn to him, you can have a heart that is like that. It is clean, and instead of being hard, it is soft, pliable, malleable, okay? And it said in the little thing that I found on Google, don't worry if the shell goes like this, because you can then describe that even after we become followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and are no longer separated by our sin, we're not perfect. Okay? And I can prove that, can't I? So I do commend the Lord Jesus Christ to you, and hopefully you will remember, we start with a hard heart that is messy. You can have a soft and clean one, even if it's not perfect. You'll be being gradually made more and more perfect and ready for heaven.